שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי...
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bano Sulam, the articles of Shamati, Shamati 198, Freedom. You can find the study material on the site, and also in the Arvut system, in the study material button. You can send questions, selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, the Freedom article. It's a Freedom... of Bala Sulam that Rabash wrote from what he heard from his father.
Chirut.
Freedom. Do not pronounce it Chirut, but Chirut, freedom. This means that it is written, write them upon the tablet of your heart. Writing is with ink, which is considered blackness. Meaning, what we need to write upon our desire, upon our heart. And with what should we write it? With blackness, with ink. Why in blackness specifically? Why in black? Each time a person writes, meaning that he makes some decisions about how to behave, and then reverts to his bad ways, which he cannot withstand, to be bestowing to the Creator, devoted to the Creator, everything outside of himself. It's because the writing has been erased. And each time, he needs to write it anew. So that will be in the way of freedom from the desire to receive. So it will be charut, carved on his heart, so he cannot erase it. So much so, we need to try each time and try and try to write until it enters, penetrates such a state that it will not be erased. And then he is immediately rewarded with charut, with freedom. Thus, the kli, the vessel for charut, is the extent to which it is written in his heart, meaning he must repeat each time work on his desires more and more to obligate them to come closer to the Creator until these desires take on the right form, just like etching on stone, carving on the stony heart of his. To the extent of the engraving, so is the salvation. Meaning to the extent in which he needs to penetrate into the stone of his heart, how much that depends on his will to receive, on the extent in which a person needs to be greater in his salvation and his correction. That is how his stone is stronger and greater, and his stony heart is greater, as it's written. Anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, since to the extent of the graving, so is the salvation, because the essence of the kli is the hollow, to the extent in which a person makes this hollow in his heart. And this is as it is written, my heart is hollow, halal, within me. And then he is awarded with freedom from the angel of death, where to the extent in which in his stone, which his whole heart is the stone, he performs scratches and places where the bestowal of the Creator can enter, crevices, that then my heart is hollow within me, where the matter of lowliness is Sam itself. And he must know it to the fullest and overcome it until the Creator helps him. Meaning we have here a great struggle with fear, laziness, despair. The main thing is our despair, where we each time need to seemingly begin this engraving anew, to enter into this stony heart of ours. But for us to know that each and every time once it's a small scratch, then bigger and greater, until nevertheless he makes sufficient forms in his heart through which it becomes, all these forms become the letters of the spiritual work, and thus he begins to get to know within these letters his connection with the Creator, and understands and feels the connection with Him.
Michael, tikra.
Michael, read it. Michael, read it.
Shamati 198, freedom. Chaut, engraved. Do not pronounce it chaut, but chaut, freedom. This means that it is written, write them upon the tablet of your heart. Writing is with ink, which is considered blackness. Each time a person writes, meaning makes decisions about how to behave, and then reverts to his bad ways, it is because the writing was erased. Thus, one should constantly write, so it will be as though charut, engraved, so it will be charut in his heart, so he cannot erase. And then he is immediately rewarded with charut, freedom. Thus, the clay, the vessel for chirut, for freedom, is the extent to which it is written in his heart. To the extent of the engraving, so is the salvation. This is because the essence of the clay is the hollow. As it is written, my heart is halal, hollow, or slain within me. And then he is rewarded with freedom from the angel of death, since the lowliness is some itself, and he must know it to the fullest and overcome it until the Creator helps him.
Yes, well, let's answer a few questions so that we understand it a little bit more. The article is not simple. It is short, but there's everything in it.
Да, Раф, спасибо большое. Раф,
yes, Raf, thank you very much. Of emptiness, this deficiency is white, and we are right by determining that the Creator is the one who operates in this emptiness.
What we need to do with our hearts is to bend it towards the connection in the Ten. And to the extent in which the heart bows before the connection in the Ten, it's considered that you are performing letters in it. Making letters in it. I'm talking more practically what needs to be. Because what he writes sounds like very personal work, seemingly a person could be able to do this on his own, and this does not happen. Alone, we understand that it's impossible. Rather, the best would be if in the work I am with the friends, bowing my heart to be with them, to clothe oneself upon them, to be within them, to give them room to enter my heart. And then it's considered that by that I am making from the matter of my heart, which is stone, I make of it flesh, living letters. Okay.
Kiev.
When you are incorporated in the friends in the ten, What does it mean that you are building a vessel for this quality of freedom?
Until we bend our desire to receive, to connect with all the friends in the group, in the ten, we will not let the upper light clothe our desire. Meaning something simple happens here. Practically, I need to connect with the friends, with their desires, to serve their desires, to be connected to them and wrap them, embrace them internally with my heart, and then my heart begins to take on a form, not of its own, but the form of the friends. And it's not important to me what degree they're in. Rather, if in such a way I am willing, ready, want to bow my heart towards them, I build in my heart the first nine of the Partsuf. And the heart remains as it is. And then it turns out that with my devotion towards the friends, in connecting to them, in serving them, through them to the Creator, I connect in such a way, and then the Creator has where to enter, where to fill the vessels. And then His light, His illumination, His reality, His qualities are felt inside the connection between me and the friends. And then with that I start to gradually open the world, the spiritual world. That's how it happens.
Good morning, Rav. We've come to a question at the center of the ten. What should be written on the heart, and how can we, as a ten, what should we do as a ten so it will be engraved in our common heart?
What needs to be inscribed? Altogether, what we need to write there is
Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Yud Kei Vav Kei. One heart. That to the extent in which we connect to 10 Sfirot, 10 parts, where the upper light, according to his nature, can enter and somewhat appear more and more inside the connection between us. And then, through that, we become a kli, a vessel for the upper light, a vessel for the Creator. And then the Creator clothes in us, and we are in dvikut, in adhesion with Him.
And what are our operations as a ten, so it becomes something that's not erased?
So that it won't be erased. It's for sure that it will be erased, and many times along the way. But each time we have to start anew. Because each time we again and again build that same form from the vessel, from our desires. So it will be similar to the light. And this way we come closer to the Creator. We, from the side of our hearts, which are like bricks, like blocks, little stones, but when we want to connect them in a form like the Creator, then we build from that what we call the Holy Temple. As we say, although it's from stones, but this vessel is completely in its intentions, in our efforts, similar to that light, to that revelation of the Creator that clothes it. And then to the extent in which we try from our matter to be similar to the Creator, He clothes in us, in His Naran Chai, more and more exalted, more and more higher. PT 31.
What is the right relation that should be to feeling of lack of success in acts of connection?
That this is a necessary state, that along the way we need to receive between each ascent and descent. Descent in ascent, we need to be in all the changes, all the combinations of change of states. There cannot be a day without night or night without day. But rather day and night together give us a day, what we call a spiritual day. Only in such a way.
What does persistence in activities of connection do?
Everything depends on that persistence. Grace and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, as it's written. That time after time, again and again, we need to begin anew, and each time we discover new discernments. New discernments. And this takes many years.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you.
Good morning.
How do we open our hearts towards the greatness of the friends?
We need to think about that more. We need to try in each and every action that we don't really see too much success in, especially when we don't see success in it, to understand that that's as a result of a lack of connection with the friends. And on the other hand, where the heart is moved by something, doesn't matter from what, try to connect that with connection, with our connection between us in the group. And this way, truly more and more soften the heart. We must. Because that's the whole correction. Relative to what's happening in the world, we actually need to be with a soft heart.
Спасибо, Раф. А что значит полностью?
Thank you, Rav.
С ангелом смерти это познать.
What does it mean to know the angel of death to the fullest? Is it to know all the lowliness?
Where are you taking that from? That we need to know.
And the last line in the article.
Since the lowliness is Sam itself, the Sam of death itself, and he has to know it to its fullest. Meaning that each and every time comes the will to receive, that's the potion of death. This is our ego, our will to receive, the angel of death, the one that kills everything and puts everything to death, the angel of death. In all those states, in all states, and to try and overcome time and time again, and to see that we're not capable, and pray to the Creator for Him to help us more and more, until the Creator helps Him, as it's written.
Question number two. How can I take this writing together with the 10 and write on the tablet of my heart.
Try to connect all the desires of the ten together and present them to the Creator. So He will arrange our desires, connect them correctly, make of them like we do with dough, kind of truly knead it, and to knead it into the correct form, and in such a way for him to be revealed. That's what we need to ask for. PT 27.
You talked about softening the heart, and I thought it was somehow with relation to the ten, but you also added that in the world towards the world, we should soften our hearts. What does it mean to soften the heart with respect to the world?
It's not the same way like towards the group, of course, because towards the group I need to truly give them room, make room for them in my heart for all the friends, and where I wrap them and embrace them, not with my arms, but with my heart, where I embrace them that way. And with the world, it's a little different. It's in a more external manner. Although I would like to incorporate them in my heart, but for the time being, we don't have any preparation for that. Therefore, we need to perform all kinds of actions that are more external. And it got erased?
Thank you, Av. Yes, I did want to ask what the friend asked before. How do you soften the hearts before the friends in the tent?
That's the whole thing. Our work is only in that. How to correctly soften the heart towards the friends in the ten. Yes, then the Creator will enter the heart, which includes all the friends and the Creator. Where all the friends is the Kli, is the vessel. I am as Malchut towards them. I've sorted all these things correctly, and the Creator fills this vessel, arranges it, awakens it, illuminates in it.
Yes.
So the Creator is the one who softens the heart?
That's all the work. In truth, the Creator does everything. But we need to try. We need to try. We receive disappointments. We receive the feeling of despair, where we're helpless, incapable, and in all kinds of ways. And that's how the Creator arranges for us to see where we need to perform more and more changes and ask from Him. Sometimes it's enough for us to feel the deficiency. Sometimes we need to express this deficiency more clearer, both in our feeling and sometimes also with words, in our frustrations, in our prayers, sometimes in connection with the friends and in our appeal to the Creator. But we need to nevertheless arrange all the discernments in such a way that the Creator can clothe in them and appear.
You said before that we have a big struggle with the despair, that mainly it's a struggle against the despair.
We are constantly despairing and rising and despairing and rising, and sometimes we don't even feel the extent in which we, through these actions of rising and falling and rising and falling, and all of this is relative to the despair. This is despair from our forces, at which point the Creator raises us up, and we don't note how through this despair we cry. It's not crying with tears, but rather in a way in which we're despaired, we don't know what to do, and more, in all kinds of manners. Everything enters into that despair. And then, to the extent, until we turn to the Creator in a more clear manner, more frontally, I would even say, and demand from him his participation.
Final question, please. What is this act of bending where I have to bend myself before the ten?
On your behalf, you need to connect them together inside your heart. And then you can present all that vessel to the Creator.
What is the difference between bending yourself and connecting them?
To bend, in which you are willing to work in order to serve them, in order for them to all be connected and advancing and aimed towards the Creator.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. I heard you said before that in every act that comes out of connection, it comes out successful. But on the other hand, you always have this fear, this insecurity, this fear of giving yourself up to such an activity. How does this tension between success in doing something together and fear of giving yourself up to this joint act, how do you work with it? How do you reconcile it?
A penny and another penny add up to being a great sum, where all these actions that we would like to perform, but we're afraid and we can't and we don't have enough energy or persistence and drive, this gathers together, and we do feel that we have to cry out to the Creator. We have to arrange ourselves more and do so in an effort. It will come. This comes to such a form that a person is willing.
Is it in order to create a more precise, more accurate plea to the Creator?
Yes, but also between us and also within a person. A person with all his powers and also the group and towards the Creator. Altogether, there's no great confusion here. A person, the group, the Creator.
Because it really feels like everything that the ten does together comes out successful. So why are there all those hesitations if you really know that it's so, this is so? Why are there all these doubts? Yes, no.
You don't understand how these things are the most precious of all. Because this is actually, this yearning is the preparation. It's the longing towards the Creator that a person and the group establish. That's the main thing. This deficiency is the concentrate. It's like the cream, the concentrate of all the efforts of each and every one that can finally be put together. That's what the Creator awaits and expects. There's nothing more important in all of reality.
So, knowing that the act is correct, and on the other hand, the hesitation, they create something new.
Despair. The despair that we go through is what builds in us the correct vessel.
Yes.
Is this also called rules or walking or
what is that?
Is this what he writes there, writing on the tablet of your heart? Is this what he means?
Yes, to write on the tablet of the heart is correct, meaning that your heart is like stone, doesn't want anything, and you slowly, slowly engrave on it with this etching, this engraving, more and more acts of connection, bestowal to the friends, to the Creator, and this way you give the Creator these letters of the work. Yes. Which is against the desire, against the heart of stone, but there upon it you try to write the letters of the work.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. I'm trying to see how to phrase the question. Despair, that's something that's clear. But the question is, how to behave when friends in the tent, or maybe not in the tent, talk about connection, success, about the Creator is with us, and it's as if we're doing everything without the Creator, and everything is great, and we don't need anyone. And I personally hate these words, because until we're a spiritual vessel and a pipeline to the world, we're not there. So what should we or shouldn't we say, or what should we do? I participate in all the activities, but within me, I'm just...
Okay, I understand you. I will just say one thing. One who disqualifies something does so in his own flaws. Meaning, what you see is what you see. And you can say, but I see how they, you don't see how they, rather you see. And therefore don't say about them anything. There's between you friends, around you friends, and in all of Bnei Baruch who are truly in a state that is much more than our average. I don't want to say more than that. And we don't see it because one who disqualifies does so with his own flaws. Then you will see that altogether you are also in a spiritual world. But anyone who negates something does so with his flaws, and you can't identify it because you're seeing it with your flaws. Just like Bala Sulam writes, that later you discover that there wasn't even the angel of death. There was never such a thing. It never was and it never was created. Rather, everything is in order to give us an impression from the state, the imaginary situation, so that we will be able to assemble upon this an address to the Creator.
Well, that's exactly the point in this imaginary situation. When they present wholeness, then there's no plea to the Creator. We succeeded by ourselves, like that shield and sword. We succeeded in uniting by ourselves. This is what I hear from the friends. That's it.
No. Not true. They're also in this and also that, in two states. So not in both and not at once. Not together at the same time. But continue and you will see that that's how it is. We need to maybe hear a few times what we're talking about.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Good morning, dear Rav. Do I have to write every time? Therefore, what is this work? Every day it's a new hole that I have to write, or is the Creator that writes?
Every single moment I need to see my desires and how I connect them with all the friends in the tent and how I present them to the Creator to correct them, unite them correctly and fill them in order to bring contentment to Him so He will enjoy us. That's it. It's as if we, in our daily work, try to build a vessel that he will fill with himself. We only present the vessel to him, this cup. And he fills it up. And this is what he enjoys. When the upper light fills the four walls of the vessel. Who is the angel of death?
Перед окончанием и когда он удостоится свободы от ангела.
Before the end.
Ведь низость это и есть.
And then he is awarded with freedom from the angel of death, since the lowliness is Sam itself, the angel of death.
Yes. So then he is rewarded with freedom from the angel of death, because the lowliness is Sam itself. Right. In other words, when a person feels his own loneliness, it is really the angel of death himself. This is what he says. That we have to lift ourselves in our work and overcome and rise to the Creator and demand and ask. And by this, we are rewarded with freedom from the angel of death. And the loneliness is when we lower ourselves. This is actually the angel of death itself. We have to constantly lift up. Ask another question. Rav said, no, have some patience and then give others permission.
There's despair, but no prayer. Why?
You still haven't come to despair, which is despair without any solution. And this is why you are still running away. You go to sleep, or you do something and you think it might help. In some way, it's not the final despair yet. And this is why you're still in what is called between heaven and earth. What is the solution? Increase the work. Increase the work as much as possible, as intensely as possible in the group, and then the upper light will influence you more intensely and will promote you, advance.
Rav, about the prayer, can a person ask for connection about the, with the friends, to be in Arvut with them when his ego doesn't agree with it?
Of course. When have you seen that your ego does agree with it?
Yes, but I noticed that I ask, the ego doesn't want.
Okay.
So I feel like I don't want also.
If you sympathize with your ego, that's correct. But why do you need to sympathize with it?
Meaning it feels like there's no validity here. Until the ego agrees, I won't agree either. Even
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. The ego wants this, and you, the opposite. Yeah.
How to give more strength to my desire to be disconnected from it?
Split yourself into two halves, a good inclination and a bad inclination, and sympathize more and more with a good inclination. But you want connection, you want to advance, you want bestowal, and you don't want reception, you don't want remoteness, distance from the ten. Try to constantly work on it, bit by bit. And this way you will see how you advance.
This will necessitate as much as possible in cooperation with the friends, kind of, and with them, or?
Of course, it's just words. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, actually, what is the freedom from the angel of death? He says that the main vessel here is the preparation himself for the deficiency. What is that deficiency that each time gives us to yearn to build something new more and more? What is this deficiency?
A deficiency for connection with friends is a sacred, holy deficiency. All the other deficiencies are not holy deficiencies. They're not sacred, meaning they're not leading us to the goal.
Yes, there are questions. From Moscow, what is a soft heart?
A soft heart is one that has already acquired corrections to work in order to bestow, and then it feels the others within his heart. Creator. Next.
Moscow 18. What's the difference between including myself within the friends and letting them incorporate in me?
Among the friends, it is an external activity, as a preparatory action. But in the end, what I have to do is to give them a place in my heart.
A continuation question is the combination of these two called the softening of the heart.
Yes, in the end, yes. Rabash writes beautifully about it, about how the friends are in my heart. Yeah.
Kabu 5, how can we help one another make this engravement on our hearts?
To the extent that I cancel my ego, and I make of my desire some good action for the friends, for the sake of the friends. Accordingly, to that extent, I do this. Yes.
Moscow 18, it's written, a matter of the vessel, main thing is the halal, the hollow. What does that mean, and how does this lead to freedom from the angel of death?
I want to build a place for reception of the abundance from the Creator, the light from the Creator, because then I give him contentment. Give him contentment. And this is why I do it. It is great work, and it's already on our next degree, not our current one. Now we just have to each one cancel, annul our egos in order to connect with the others. So we have a common desire between us, and then in this common desire, we will be able to turn to the Creator and do the work. Yes.
Last question from PT2. Rav, you said to imagine a common vessel. How do you imagine a vessel? What is that? What to imagine so that it will be as close as possible to the correct picture?
A deficiency to bestow upon the Creator on behalf or from the perspective of the ten. That's it. Meaning, with our desires to connect, to bestow upon the Creator, one bestowal from everyone, from the whole group.
Buongiorno, Rav. Ma poco fa c'era scritto cosa.
Hello, Rav.
Che ognuno di noi ha una fonte singola.
What does it mean that each of us has one source, one root?
Razón.
Desire. Each one has a very unique desire in the general will to receive that the Creator created. And each one is responsible to connect that unique desire, which is his own foundation, into all the other, with all the other desires. And in this way, all of us, all the desires come to the final correction, by which we become similar to the Creator in mutual bestowal between us. We come to the common general form of bestowal, which is the Creator. This is why everything begins and ends within this sphere called the soul of Adam HaRishon. And within that system, we have to create the order, meaning the connection between all the parts, which initially was broken. And we have to discover the distance between us, the separation, and help each other come to connection. And bring the broken state to a corrected state. This is our work. Okay.
PT7.
Good morning, Rav. We learned that we already exist in the final corrected state. The question is, these three factors enable us through the environment to be able to influence the final form or not?
We are in the final states in order to bring us in our awareness to the final state. The Creator, in order to do that, the Creator creates from the final state its opposite state, and gives us all the inner and outer forces so that we shift from transition from the first broken opposite state from the final one into the final state, so that by correcting ourselves by ourselves, we study the will to receive, how it needs to be put together, how with these pieces it connects into one desire, and then by this gradually understands that by doing this, he is building the Creator. And in this way, it turns out that he corrects all of creation. And by this, he understands and feels what is creation itself, what is the essence of the connection between the broken parts, and what is the upper force that by this he builds, he makes, and that in the right connection between all the opposite, separate, broken pieces, by connecting them correctly, he begins to know the nature of the Creator. And he becomes adhered to him, similar to him, etc. This is our work.
Yes. If there are no two people that are identical, are we?
There cannot be such a thing in creation.
Yes, that's clear, but what do we connect upon? Upon what's similar between us? Where can we connect, if so? Is it around the yearning for the Creator with qualities that are similar, that are close? What do we connect upon? Based on what?
We connect in the qualities of bestowal, not in the qualities of reception. Your question is very, very good. Because if we were broken, then in each and every one of us, there are pieces where none of them is similar to the others. So how then can we be connected, right? So that's it. The thing is that if we want to bestow upon each other, each one from his own, then we can connect between us with the forces of bestowal. When I accept your desires as foreign, but I want to satisfy them and you do for the same for me. And then we help each other out, and in this way, we are building a complete system.
That's our common foundation that we can identify?
Yes, yes. It's not as it is done egoistically that there has to be something between us where one ties to the other. Here, what ties us to each other is above us, what we build with an act of bestowal upon the others. You could continue here and say, so how do I know how to bestow, what to bestow, how to satisfy the other, right? Because we become incorporated in one another, and there is a common force that envelops us and gives all of us a common joint illumination.
Wait, so that's not clear. Let's say I want to bestow to my 10 or to a friend, and the friend wants to bestow to me. So the qualities there are equal or not? So how do they connect there?
Precisely because they're not similar. You can be incorporated in one another and build a common kli where you are incorporated in him and he is incorporated in you.
In the desires to bestow.
In the desires to bestow, of course. How could it be in the desires to receive?
But also the desires to bestow aren't similar, and you still...
But you're taking the desire of others, and you're bestowing to them. You're working with the desire to bestow of yours, to the desire to receive of others, and he's doing the same with you.
If the friend has, let's say, a stronger desire, bigger, so he can bestow to me more and I bestow less, how do we connect anyway?
What is it? Is that mechanics for you? Two pieces of iron, do they fit or not?
So how is it if not like that? I'm trying to understand, how do we connect if we're still different and each one has different forces?
To begin with, we are all one vessel. Now we are all broken. When we want to be corrected, we're presenting a desire to receive, a desire to connect to each other. And then each of us starts seeing how he can help the other. The help for the other becomes his reception. As much as he gives, he receives. And this way we connect in our desires to bestow to each other.
So I'm asking again, there's a matter of the intensity of the connection, or maybe I'm mistaken.
The intensity of the connection is according to the intensity of bestowal.
And I can connect to friends who are bestowing more than me. I can still connect even though I'm hardly bestowing.
Of course. What does it matter? Big or small, they're equal if they're in the same direction, in the same action. Maybe they're not in the same degree, but they're in the same world.
Okay. Repeat, please.
This concept of each one of us being unique, but then we have to connect. I was understanding it like what a common prayer is. You know, we all have different prayers, but we try to come to a common one.
Ken?
Yes, that is correct, of course. Each of us has his own malchut, and he activates the upper nine, and that's how he connects to others. This is, of course, each of us has something of his own. Do you want it to be like we see how cubes connect to our building blocks, connect and build? That's not the way it is. It's the upper light that bestows and organizes things. All we want is to present our desire for connection. All the rest, the light does. Okay, we'll talk about it some more. I see that And it's not yet clear. Yes.
So we speak about it, that I want to work in order to connect the friends. It sounds like a different kind of work than what...
You're not going to connect them. Who are you that you can connect everyone? You're praying for them to connect. That's what acts. That's what works.
But it still sounds that there's like a difference to want to bestow to the friends, which is something that's happening in my desire, or to ask for them to be connected. It sounds like it's somewhere outside of me.
I don't understand.
To make sure to ask from the creator to connect the friends,
yes,
it, does it happen in me, in my desire to connect them? Where do they connect?
You're praying for them to connect. Yes.
And what does it mean for me to be able to see that they're connected? Where does that happen?
You don't need to see that. You pray for them to connect.
And then it'll be easier to bestow to them as a connected 10?
That's the results already. What you're asking basically is, why do I need them to connect?
I'm asking what the difference is to want to bestow to one friend or to the 10.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference because with the 10, you're expressing yourself fully. And in bestowal, you can no longer see the actions that come back. And with one friend, you can see the action that comes back, even in your subconscious. Okay, that's not yet in our emotion. I see in the friends. Where are we?
Title, The Necessity to Preserve the Freedom of the Individual. Know that this is the true possession of the individual, that one must not be harmed or altered. This is because the end of all these tendencies, which are included in the source, is to materialize and assume the form of concepts when that individual grows and becomes knowledgeable, as a result of the law of evolution, which controls that chain and prompts it ever forward, as explained in the article of the piece. Also, we learn that each and every tendency is bound to turn into a sublime and immeasurably important concept. Thus, anyone who eradicates a tendency from an individual and uproots it from him causes the loss of that sublime and wondrous concept intended to emerge at the end of the chain. For that tendency will never again emerge in any other body. Accordingly, we must understand that when a particular tendency takes the form of a concept, it can no longer be distinguished as good or bad, as such distinctions are recognized only when they are still tendencies or immature concepts. And in no way are any of them recognized when they assume the shape of real concepts, as will be thoroughly explained in the following essays. From the above said, we learn what terrible wrong inflict those nations that force their reign in minorities, depriving them of freedom without allowing them to lead their lives according to the tendencies they have inherited from their ancestors. They are regarded as no less than murderers, Even those who do not believe in religion or in purposeful guidance can understand the necessity to preserve the freedom of the individual by watching nature's systems. For we can see how all the nations that ever fell through the generations came to it only due to their oppression of minorities and individuals, which had therefore rebelled against them and ruined them. Hence, it is clear to all that peace cannot exist in the world unless we take into consideration the freedom of the individual. Without it, peace will not be sustainable and ruin will prevail.
Да, здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Такой вопрос, Рав.
Hello, Рав. Кли.
Развивалось, подавляя друг друга. Как и живут.
During all the years, we see oppression, like in animals, that the strong survives, and sometimes the freedom of the individual brought destruction.
Each one has the free choice to reach the correction of his soul. By that, he does not limit, rather he helps others to also correct the soul of each.
We're reading in the study of the 10 Sefirot. Chapter 3. Item 1, the words of the Ari. Ein Sof shines in the world of Atzilut by clothing the level of Chochmah. Number 1. You should also know that in order for the light of Ein Sof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its self must be clothed inside Chochmah. After it is clothed in Chochmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing can the entire Atzilut receive from Ein Sof. This is the meaning of the verse, you have made them. From the Ari's words here.
Yes.
It has been explained there that the light of Ein Sof, which contains four phases called the ten Sefirot of direct light, does not stop shining for the lower ones, not even for a moment. However, since there is no perception of the light without a vessel, it is only the vessel for reception that we need. Any partzuf or degree that acquires a vessel simultaneously acquires the light as well, according to the measure of the level that has been acquired. It has also been explained that the root of all the vessels in all the worlds is the So he says that there's no perception in the light without the vessel, and we only need a vessel reception in every partzuf or degree. How do you build the kli, the vessel? How do you build the vessel he's speaking about that we have to clothe in?
The vessel is the will to receive that had a restriction, meaning he decided he won't receive for himself. Then he decided he will only receive in order to bestow. Then, as a result of wanting to receive in order to bestow, he has such preparation that he's filled with the light of chasadim, meaning the light of bestowal, that whatever he receives, he will receive in the light of bestowal. And then, the direct light, the light of chokhmah, can enter into him and clothe in the light of chasadim. And as a result of that, the host or the creator has contentment because he filled the creator being, and the creator being has joy because by receiving from the creator, he fulfills the creator. And this mutual bestowal brings them to divkut, adhesion. By that, they are equal.
How can we understand, because it has to be practical work, right? How can we explain what you explained now in a nice way? How can we build these vessels in the tent? How can we explain it more and briefly that we'll understand what we're talking about?
In the ten, it's very simple. I do things in the ten only such that by that I help the friends to come close to the Creator.
That's exactly all the work. So what's the answer here? How do I help the friends to build a kli?
So I show them, suppose, how much I love them, how I come closer to them, how I strengthen them, etc.
I see.
The main thing is, it seems to me that the main thing we should, for us, is to understand and to feel the building of the screen. My will to receive is mine. So, what does it mean that I annul my will to receive? You explain that. What do you practically do? Can you explain a bit more?
I can't explain to you because you want to feel it. That's why my explanation won't help. You want to know what the screen is.
Yes.
And your heart wants to feel it. What does it mean that I can bestow to the Creator? How do I feel that bestowal? The Creator that I bestow to, and myself, how can I connect me, my bestowal, the Creator, all together? And then I understand the situation. So I can't explain it to you because it's a matter of feeling. That's why it's called the concealed world, and until it starts being revealed in a person's heart.
Oh.
And when will it be revealed? When you want to discover specifically that.
It seems to me that I want, and not only me.
Right, we're close to it, but we're still not connected. That's why our forces are weak.
What's the first thing that we want when we want to connect? Annulment?
Only each one to annul his self and help everyone and all of us together to bestow to the Creator, to want to bestow to the Creator. We're close to it, but still, it's not enough. He's asking, what can I do?
Yes, dear Rav. Practically, a Kabbalist attains these high degrees. Can he raise the reflected light so high till the world of Atzilut?
Of course, otherwise how can he? Just as now we don't see anything because we don't have, from our own desire, that exists in everyone. We don't have any ability to perform reflected light. That's why we can't see it. As much as our reflected light will come out of us, the light of bestowal, of connection, of love, something, as much as it will come out of us towards the others, in that light, just like in a projector, in the light, right? So we'll see something before us. Otherwise, we won't see anything. what we see only in reflected light.
How can you discern the intensity of the reflected light?
As much as there is a will to receive, then I can restrict it and by it bestow to the others. According to that, I can see the upper world. And we can't otherwise.
I just want to make things clear. How can we build this intensity, of the reflected light? All Kabbalists had a 10, right? So upon a great desire, they built the quality of bestowal. How intense is the reflected light and how can we depict it?
Only by connecting with the friends you can feel what bestowal is. And you can activate that force of bestowal. You can develop it more and more towards the friends and towards the Creator.
Он называется отраженный свет, вот эта вот отдача по отношению к товарищам.
This bestowal is called reflected light, bestowal to the friends and to the Creator. So what brings back this light?
Then you discover, if you perform a restriction that you don't want anything for yourself, you can feel as much as the Creator wants to bestow to you. And then you already have a connection with Him. But it comes after you connect to the others, to the friends. You connect to the friends. And from the connection with them, you can turn together with them towards the Creator.
How? About the connection between me and the friends. We try to turn to the Creator. What are we bringing back? Why is it called reflected light?
Because you always want to receive, no matter what. And if above your will to receive, you put the will to bestow to the Creator through the friends, then instantly you'll start feeling what He wants to give you. And as much as you want to give to Him, and then there'll be a connection between you. In mutual bestowal, like the guest and the host. Yes, yes, they all connect together there in your reflected light. And then you want with all your friends to bestow to the Creator, and you'll feel that bestow towards Him that He wants to bestow to you. Then you'll start connecting such connections, you for Him and He for you. And from this, you start building 9 sefirot of direct light, 9 sefirot of reflected light, and in this, you start building a system of relationships between you. And it depends to what height. On the height of the world of Atziah, Yetzirah, Briah, or Atzilut. That's later on. But actually, that's the process.
А как мы ощущаем в наших взаимоотношениях с товарищами и попытки отдавать Творцу из этого?
When we feel the mutual efforts to bestow to the friends and to the Creator, how can we feel His intention?
You need to act between you in relationships of bestowal. Along with that, you have to pull the Creator in there. That supposedly you are engaging in this game, and you also want to pull Him into your game. Then you'll start feeling how He, to begin with, has organized this game for you. To begin with, He organized each and every one the way He is. By that, you'll start feeling the connections between you.
Well, let's end. Rav, do you want to summarize this lesson?
I don't know. Good lesson. In all its parts, we're advancing. We feel as much as we still have what to invest forces in the first and second parts. In the third part, we add more of knowledge, and that's good. We were also speaking about the structure of the vessel, how to incorporate with the friends. I think the lesson is whole, it's complete, it's full. And if we want to change something in somewhat, so to make it better, please talk about it, write it. I see that PT 19 wants very much. Well, please, mister.
A few minutes ago you said, and it made me jump, this sentence. You said, the most important thing is for each one to correct himself. First of all, what do you mean? Second question is, you said a few lessons ago that in our generation, it's almost impossible to correct yourself, only in a group. So what did you mean when you said each one should correct himself?
In the group.
And himself, he can't?
Without a group, a person can't correct himself. That's clear.
Hold on. What do you mean to correct? What is correcting oneself? What does it mean?
That's incorporating in the group.
That's the correction?
That's the correction. To return and being an active part, integral in the first Adam. Adam Rishon.
Oh, I understand. I thought I have to correct myself so that...
Stop thinking and start listening. That's it. I'll less listen. Thinking.
Thank you.
Be healthy. Till